وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَّكَانَ آيَةٍ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنتَ مُفْتَرٍ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Whenever we replace one verse by another verse, and Allah knows what He should reveal, they are wont to say, "You are nothing but a fabricator who has invented the Quran." The fact is that most of them are ignorant of the truth.
قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ.
Tell them, it is the Spirit of Holiness that has brought it down by stages from your Lord, so that it might bring firmness to those who believe and guidance to the right way, and give glad tidings of felicity and success to those who submit to Allah. Tell them, it is the Spirit of Holiness that has brought it down by stages from your Lord. The Quranic expression, Ruh al-Quddus, literally means Holy Spirit or the Spirit of Holiness. This appellation is exclusively used for the angel Gabriel. By preferring to use this appellation rather than his proper name, the Quran emphasizes that the message of the Quran has been conveyed through the Spirit, which is free from all human weaknesses and imperfections. The Quran was communicated to the Prophet, peace be upon him, by one who is fully trustworthy, so that there is no danger of his tampering with God's message.
وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ.
Surely, we know well that they say about you, it is only a human being who teaches him, notwithstanding that he whom they maliciously hint at is of a foreign tongue, while this Quran is plain Arabic speech.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَهْدِيهِمُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Surely, Allah will not enable those who do not believe in the signs of Allah to be directed to the right way, and a painful chastisement awaits them.
إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِ الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ.
It is not the Prophet who invents lies. It is rather those who do not believe in the signs of Allah who invent lies. They are liars. It is rather those who do not believe in the signs of Allah who invent lies. Alternatively, this verse may be translated as follows. It is only those who do not believe in the signs of Allah who invent lies.
مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا فعليهم غضب من الله ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Except for those who were forced to engage in infidelity to Allah, after believing the while their hearts remained firmly convinced of their belief, the ones whose hearts willingly embraced disbelief shall incur Allah's wrath, and a mighty chastisement lies in store for them. This verse concerns those Muslims who at that time were being severely persecuted and were being forced under torture to revert to unbelief. Such believers are being assured that if under such unendurable pressure and out of the desire to save their lives, they are sometimes inclined to indicate that they no longer believe in Islam, they will be pardoned by God provided their hearts remain secure from all false doctrines. However, if they not only declare their verbal disassociation from Islam, but become convinced even in their hearts that it was some other religious doctrine rather than Islam which was true, they will not be able to escape God's punishment.
ذلك بأنه مستحب الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة وأن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
That is, because they love the life of this world more than the hereafter, and Allah does not guide those who are ungrateful to Allah for His favors.
أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم وسمعهم وأبصارهم وأولئك هم الغافلون.
They are the ones upon whose hearts and hearing and eyes Allah has set a seal. They are utterly steeped in heedlessness.
لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الخاسرون.
No doubt they shall be losers in the hereafter. No doubt they shall be losers in the hereafter. These statements were made about those who, finding that the path of faith was difficult, recanted and rejoined the ranks of their people, the unbelievers and the polytheists.
ثم إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم.
And surely your Lord will be most forgiving and most merciful towards those who left their homes after they were persecuted, and who thereafter struggled hard and remained constant.